Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. All right, entrepreneurs, let's cut the BS. We all know the feeling. Your pipeline is drier than the Sahara, and the pressure to make sales, to make revenue is mounting, and you are stressed out. But here's the cold, hard truth. Most of us are going about sales prospecting all wrong. I'm not talking about cold emailing 10,000 people and hoping for a 0.5% response rate. I'm talking about a strategic approach to prospecting that focuses on quality over quantity and building genuine relationships instead of chasing ghosts. Today, we are going to learn how to fill your pipeline with leads. We're going to talk about refining your ideal customer profile, identifying target accounts, personalized outreach messages, using multiple channels to reach your prospects, tracking your progress, playing the long game, and ultimately making more money. So why does your current prospecting suck? I'll also give you some tips on how to fix it. Don't worry. Let's break down the most common mistakes I see entrepreneurs making. Spray and pray. This is the throw enough spaghetti at a wall and something will stick mentality. It's inefficient, it's demoralizing, and frankly, it's an insult to your potential customers. Second reason why entrepreneurs suck at prospecting is because they ignore their ideal customer profile. You wouldn't try and sell vegan burgers to a steakhouse, right? So why are you wasting time on prospects who aren't a good fit for your product or service? The next issue I see is focusing on features, not benefits. Nobody cares about your fancy features if they don't solve a real problem. Stop talking about what your product does and start focusing on what it does for your customers. Big difference. And last major issue I see, a neglection of relationship building. Prospecting isn't just about closing deals. It's about building long-term relationships. If you're only focused on short-term wins, you're missing out on a massive opportunity. So now that we've identified the problems, let's talk solutions. Here is a proven framework that I have used for effective sales prospecting. The first thing you got to do, refine your ICP. Get crystal clear on who your ideal customer is. What are their pain points? What are their goals? What are their demographics? The more specific you can be, the better. Two, you want to identify your target accounts. Once you know your ICP, and don't worry, I'll tell you how to do this in sort of greater detail in a second, but once you identify your ICP, start identifying specific companies and individuals who fit that profile. Use tools like LinkedIn Sales Navigator, Zoom Info, or Crunchbase to research and build your list. Three, develop a personalized outreach strategy. Ditch the generic templates, craft personalized messages that speak directly to your prospects' needs. Show them that you've done your research and that you understand their challenges. Four, build relationships, not just leads. So focus on providing value and building rapport with your prospects. Share relevant content, offer insights, be genuinely interested in their success. And lastly, track your results and iterate. Prospecting is an ongoing process. So track your outreach, analyze your results, and constantly refine your approach. So five steps, it seems like a lot, but it's not really. I'm going to go into each step in greater detail, but ultimately five steps: refine your ICP, identify target accounts, develop a personalized outreach strategy, build relationships, not just leads, track your results, and iterate. Prospecting doesn't have to be a soul-sucking grind. By taking a strategic, relationship-focused approach, you can fill your pipeline with high-quality leads who are actually excited to hear from you. Now, let's get tactical. We spoke about the importance of ditching the spray and pray approach, and we understand that we have to focus on building relationships with high-quality leads. But how do you actually find those unicorn customers who are a perfect fit for your product or service? So the answer lies in the first two crucial steps. Without these steps, it's not going to work. So first step, refining your ideal customer profile or ICP. And then second step, identifying your target accounts. These are the first two steps in that framework. So I want to go down the rabbit hole, go a little bit deeper on these two steps. Let's break them down. Refining your ICP. This is the key to qualified leads. Your ICP, ideal customer profile, is your north star of your prospecting efforts. It's a detailed description of the type of customer who is most likely to benefit from your product or service, who is most likely to become a loyal long-term customer. A well-defined ICP goes beyond basic demographics like industry and company size. It delves into the psychographics of your ideal customer, their pain points, their goals, their challenges, their motivations, even their values. So here's how to refine your ICP. Analyze your existing customers. Look at your most successful customers. What do they have in common? What are their biggest challenges? What results have they achieved with your product or service? And by the way, if you're analyzing your existing customers, as you sell more, keep in mind, your ICP can evolve as you analyze your new customers that you've just sold to. Second way to refine your ICP is talk to your sales team. Now, I know not everybody has a sales team, but if you do have a sales team, and by the way, when you start a business, you are the sales team, so you have to understand what your customers are doing. But if you have a sales team that's selling, well, they're the front line. They're interacting with prospects and customers every day. So they have so much in terms of valuable insight into what makes a good fit for your company. Third way, you can conduct market research. So look at your competitors' customers, especially if you don't have any of your own yet. What are their pain points? What solutions are they looking for? And lastly, use data, use analytics. Google Analytics, CRM data, social media analytics. These can all provide valuable insights into your target audience. And don't stress too much, because your first ICP is going to be refined. It's going to be changed over time. You just have to have a good working thesis to start. Now, once you've gone into the data, looked at all the information, create a detailed profile of your ideal customer. The profile should include a few things. So it should include firmographics, demographics, psychographics, and technographics. What are these different things? Firmographics: industry, company size, revenue, location. These are firmographics. Demographics: job title, role, decision-making authority, etc. Psychographics: pain points, goals, challenges, motivations, values, etc. And technographics, if applicable, technology stack, tools used, etc. So firmographics, demographics, psychographics, technographics. You will create an initial ideal customer profile, and it should include all of these different things.
If you are building a business
you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm.
Thank you, Indeed, for sponsoring today's episode. Now, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find a quality candidate fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Next, after you figure out your ICP, your ideal customer profile, you will start to identify target accounts. You're going to find that needle in a haystack. So once you have this crystal clear ICP, you have to start identifying specific companies and individuals who fit the profile. So this is where your research skills are going to come into play. There's a few tools that you can use to help you identify these target accounts. You can use, for example, LinkedIn Sales Navigator. This is a very powerful tool that lets you search for companies and individuals based on a wide range of criteria. Some of the things that we just discussed, including industry, company size, job title. You can use ZoomInfo. This is a massive database. It provides detailed information on companies, individuals. It includes contact information, company financials, news, insights. You can use Crunchbase. So this is a platform that provides information on startups and investors. It includes funding rounds, company valuations, key personnel. Another great tool is Apollo.io, which includes a whole bunch of contacts that you can filter based on industry, company size, job title. You can attend industry events and conferences, trade shows. So these are a great way to network with potential customers and get a feel for the market. And then also referrals. So you can ask your existing customers and network for referrals. People are often happy to recommend companies and people and individuals who they think would be a good fit for your product or service. So I want to give you an example of what this ICP and target account could actually look like so you can start to conceptualize it. So let's say you're selling a project management software designed for small marketing agencies. If you remember all the things we just discussed about ICP and target accounts, your ICP might look something like this. So the industry could be marketing and advertising. The company size could be 10 to 50 employees, and the pain points could be difficulty managing multiple projects, lack of visibility into team progress, and inefficient communication. So using that ICP, you could then use tools like Sales Navigator to search for marketing agencies with 10 to 50 employees, or you could attend industry events specifically for small marketing agencies. Okay, so that's the exercise that you're going to go through. Now, let's move on to the next step. You've nailed your ICP. You've identified your dream clients. Now comes the moment of truth, reaching out and making that initial cold connection. But let's be honest, most outreach emails are about as exciting as watching paint dry. They're generic, they're impersonal, and they often end up straight in the trash bin. So it's time to ditch the templates and level up your outreach game. Here's how. There's a big problem with templates. I'm not saying that templates are inherently evil. They can be helpful for saving time and ensuring you hit all the key points, but relying solely on templates, especially for these perfect ICP clients, is a surefire way to blend in with the sea of mediocrity. Your prospects, your ideal customer profile prospects, are bombarded with generic emails every single day. They can smell a template a mile away, and it immediately signals that you haven't taken the time to truly understand their needs. There is power in personalization. So when you are reaching out to these people, personalization is the key to standing out from the crowd and capturing your prospects' attention. It shows that you've done your research. It shows that you understand their challenges, and it shows that you're genuinely interested in helping them succeed. But personalization goes beyond just using someone's name. It's about tailoring your message to their specific needs and interests and demonstrating how your product or service can provide real value. So let's talk about the art of personalized outreach. Here's a framework for crafting outreach emails that actually gets responses. So you're going to start with a subject line that sparks curiosity. You're going to ditch the boring quick question or checking in subject line, and you're going to craft a subject line that really piques their interest. Something like, saw, insert recent accomplishment and thought of you, or struggling with, insert pain point, I might have a solution. Okay, so something that's really tailored to who they are. You can also put their name in the subject line too. Second step, you want to have an opening line that grabs attention. So forget the generic, hope this email finds you well. Instead, start with something that shows you've done your homework. Reference a recent blog post or a tweet they wrote, or a mutual connection, or a relevant industry trend. Something that makes it so that it couldn't possibly be automated, right? Third step, demonstrate value, not features. So don't just list your product's features. Explain how those features can solve your prospect's specific problems and help them achieve their goals. Use case studies, use testimonials, even use a personalized demo to illustrate the value that you can provide. Fourth step, have a call to action that actually inspires action. Don't just leave your prospect hanging. Clearly state what you want them to do next. Do you want to schedule a call, send them a demo, invite them to a webinar? Be specific and make it easy for them to take the next step. And fifth step, follow up and follow up again. Don't give up after one email. Most people need multiple touches before they're ready to engage. Actually, I've looked at some data around this, and it depends on the size of thing that you're selling in terms of like the dollar value, but there are stats that show for larger deals, 7 to 15 different touch points, not just email every single day, but like commenting on a LinkedIn post, sending an email, maybe a cold call, maybe a Twitter DM. Doesn't matter. The point is you need to follow up more than once. So you follow up with a personalized message a few days later, offer additional value, maybe address some common concerns they may have, right? There's a whole bunch of different things you can follow up with. A pro tip, you can also use tools like Crystal Knows or Hunter.io that gathers insights on your prospect's communication style, and you can personalize your outreach accordingly. Also, don't just limit yourself to email. So consider using multiple channels to reach the prospect, like LinkedIn, Twitter, personalized video message, whatever. The key is to be where your prospects are and to use the channels that they prefer. There's also a ton of tools out there that can help you with this outreach effort. A few of my favorites, Lemlist is a tool that allows you to create personalized email sequences with dynamic images, custom landing pages. You can use Mailshake, which is another great option for email outreach. Mailshake helps you automate your follow-ups, it tracks your results, and you can use Vidyard. So if you're looking to add a personal touch to your outreach, Vidyard makes it super easy to create and send personalized video messages. The bottom line is that personalized outreach takes more effort than blasting out generic templates, but the payoff is worth it. By crafting messages that resonate with your prospects on a personal level, you're going to increase your response rate, you're going to build stronger relationships, and you're ultimately going to close more deals. Now, we've covered a lot of ground. We've ditched the spray and pray mentality. We've crafted personalized outreach emails that actually get results. But before I wrap things up, I want to leave you with a few final thoughts on prospecting and the mindset that you're going to take when you start to reach out to your ideal customer profile. So one, you got to play the long game. Don't expect to see results overnight. Instead, focus on building relationships, providing value, and establishing establishing yourself as a trusted advisor. The wins will come, but they're going to take some time. Two, embrace rejection. Not every prospect is going to be a good fit, and that's okay. Don't take rejection personally. Instead, use it as an opportunity to learn and refine your approach. Three, track your progress. Prospecting is a numbers game, but it's important to track the right numbers. Focus on metrics like response rate, meetings booked, and ultimately closed deals. This helps you identify what's working and what's not, so you can continuously improve your prospecting efforts. Four, don't be afraid to ask for help. If you're struggling with prospecting, don't be afraid to ask for help because there are so many resources available. Sales coaches, consultants, online courses, communities, podcasts, whatever. Remember, prospecting is an ongoing process. It's about constantly refining your approach, building relationships, and staying top of mind with your target audience. When you embrace the prospecting mindset, when you follow the strategies we've discussed, you can build a pipeline of high quality leads that will fuel your business growth for years to come.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10 minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.